The next poem is a poem I owe someone. I owe this poem to Ramona Weeks. I read in Phoenix not very long ago, and she requested that I read it, and I didn't have it with me, and I was very embarrassed. She's here tonight. Ramona Weeks is a very, very talented poet in Arizona, lives in Phoenix, and I want to read this to make up for my lack of having it with me last time. This is called Cona Tu Le Pay. It's the only of my poems that has a French title. The New Yorker magazine fought me over this for some time. They didn't like poems with French titles, but eventually they published it anyway, since I wouldn't change the title. The title means, Do You Know the Land, or Where is the Land? It is from an aria from the opera Mignon, in which Mignon is looking for her country, her land. I have discovered a country where the pages of books are all margins, and the calendar is frozen in a wall of ice. Its mirrors are kept in cages and covered at night. I cross its borders by way of the labyrinth and the radiator. The doors close behind me. The guards at the gate of the principal city are dangerous. Also, the porter who hangs on the wall like a silver knife. As for the troll who once lured me under the bridge, I blame him for everything. There is no map of the city, but I know my way. When I get to my room, the others are waiting. The child with the tiny blue fish in her hair, the ghost with a flashlight, the prince who died of a bloody nose, and the angel who guards him, the white nun dragging her long black shadow. I show them the sand I have smuggled in my shoes and my letters written on dry grass. I bring them a yellow wax flower in a green pot. We celebrate the silence. At night when it rains, we paint a small fire on the wall and sit before it drinking from cups made of buttons. We drink to the present, which is eternal. We drink to the delicate shells which grow in the garden, to salt rising up from the earth like smoke, to another safe journey. Outside, the water is moving past in search of some low place to lie down. I've had people ask me if I was under the influence of drugs when I wrote that poem. And I denied it emphatically. I wrote that poem all by myself. I wouldn't rely upon any such crutch as drugs. However, there was a fifth of scotch involved. And I'm sure that had the scotch lasted longer, the poem would have been longer, which is a kind of horrible thought, I suppose.